And you don't seem to understand. A shame you seemed an honest man. And all the fears you hold so dear.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Lost in Translation Mom. Wow. It's not that funny.
Every time.
It's like you forget that I'm funny, and then like you listen to like, ha.
Sometimes I need a reminder. There's long periods of time between different incidences, you know?
Yeah, there is a long wait between one instance of me being funny and the next, which could happen in anywhere between 3 seconds to 3 decades. So this time we watched Leia 04, Religion. And I'm May.
And I'm Jay. Did we not introduce ourselves?
I don't think we did. And basically, just before we jump into it, I just want to give a quick recap on the previous episodes of Lane. Because some people might not be listening to all our Lane episodes at once. They might have listened to it straight away, so it's been a month since our last Lane episode.
No, they should just listen the way that we were recommended to watch Lane. So once you go to listen to our new episode, listen to the first one, then the second one, then the third one again. And listen to the fourth one now. Then when you listen to the fifth one, then do the first, second, third, and fourth. Then listen to the fifth one. That was how we were told to watch Lane. I don't think it's necessary, but I think it's a good way to listen to our show.
Part of me wants to watch it like that just because what if it's easier to understand? What are we missing out on something?
It would take you multiple hours a week to just watch the show.
You're right.
I don't have the patience for that.
Well, to be fair, at least Lost in Translation One is a monthly show.
I mean, yeah.
Serial episodes alone.
So it makes it more difficult to remember?
I don't know. Anyway, so just a quick recap. In the first episode, we found out that there's a girl called Lane, and in her class, one of her classmates has committed suicide. And this character who's committed suicide is actually sending out emails to people in her class. And then Lane gets one, and she says that she's still alive, but exists in the Wired. And then there's some weird hallucinations that we get from Lane. And this happens in the second episode as well. In the second episode, we find about this strange drug who is affecting people. And we find out that there's this club that someone called Lane of the Wired is showing up in and looks exactly like Lane. And her classmates think it might be Lane, so they question her about it. But then find out that they're two different and must be separate people. So the club is called Siberia, which I think Jay says is his favourite part of the show so far.
No, I like the bears.
Okay. We didn't get any bears in episode 4, but we did get Siberia.
Need more bears.
Siberia? Maybe it's meant to be
Siberia.
Yeah, Siberia. So that was the episode 2. And then episode 3, I think we established that this was the one of the best ones so far. And basically Lane has decided she's going to go into the Wired, and she gets given the Psyche chip, which basically means that you can be even more in the Wired, sort of like in this virtual reality sort of thing. And she goes to ask the kids at the club about it, and they explain what it is. And we also find out that there's some weird guys with some funky headgear going on that are hanging out around Lane's place and are maybe looking for her and scares her sister. And the end of episode 3 ends with this really weird clip of Lane saying, "Hello, sister," to her sister. And it's creepy.
What's important about that recap is you can kind of tell from each episode how they don't really build on each other and nothing happens.
I've heard that the manga is better than the anime.
Fair enough.
Because I'm pretty sure it's based on the manga, but I could be wrong there. That's just what I've heard. So on to the synopsis.
Present day. Present time.
Would you like to run us through what happened in episode 4, Jay? Because despite us watching this probably maybe like an hour or two ago, I don't remember super well what happened.
So what's important about this episode, as I recap it, is that a lot of very unconnected things happen. So I'm going to just cover them in chunks.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can string together a narrative out of them. Step one, is we're going to talk about what happened at the beginning and in the middle of the episode, is that there are random people running away from a little girl who appears to be following them. In the first one,
there's
a little girl with a little dog toy,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to get into his house and he's really bad at it, and then it's sort of implied that he is killed in some way, as you hear his screams in the distance.
Mm.
There's another guy who's running around on a rooftop, and he's running away from another...
The really old screensaver on Windows computers.
I'll get there. But he's running away from a girl who looks like they could be Lane, and he's running on a rooftop, and then he's going, and he does like a hand gestures, like he's loading a gun, and then he shoots the person, and we don't see anything. There seems to be a figure that might be wrapped up in a sheet, and then he's like, "I didn't mean to do anything, I don't know," and it was just all weird, and yeah, so you know that he's hallucinating that he's running through, like, some kind of labyrinth, which is later explained to you is part of a video game.
Yeah, it's Phantoma, I think it's called.
Phantoma.
Yeah.
So, those two sequences happen with no explanation. It is assumed that they both think they're in the game, being chased by some entity. In fact, we do see Lane on that rooftop with the second guy.
Yeah, but she's kind of like surrounded by this blue haze.
Yeah, so she might not actually be there.
Yeah. Really, or it could be Lane of the Wired.
It's hard to say. So there's another thing as we just go on the tangent of this video game. The video game is mentioned one time. There's a dude in the game store.
I don't know. I thought it was Siberia, wasn't it?
Oh, it was Siberia, but he was like behind a counter and there was no one else around.
Yeah.
It looked like a shop front. Anyway.
He was the DJ. It said DJ on it, didn't it?
I don't remember him being a DJ.
He was a DJ.
He was like selling stuff, so I don't know.
Okay.
And he hears someone say, "Hey, what's that game people play online?" And he goes, "Oh, it's Phantoma. I didn't know you were interested in that sort of thing." Like, he knows who it is
He said, "But that's for kids, and it wouldn't really interest an adult like you, would it, Lane?"
Yeah, he knows Lane's voice.
Mm.
He says around, there's no one there. Okay, sure. And later on, Lane gets an email saying something about Phantoma. I don't remember what the email says. Something about Phantoma. Mm. It's from this guy.
Mm.
"Hey, you know, I got your message about the video games earlier. I don't know what you're doing with that. It has this problem where the video game is connecting to other servers, and it is connecting to like some child's tag game."
Mm.
And that's most of the computer-based stuff that happens in the episode. As far as real life, after seeing Lane be weird and crazy, we can assume that whatever we saw did not actually happen. Like, the conversation probably took place, but like the big weird voice and everything didn't happen. Because the sister goes and drinks some orange juice and then says to her parents, "You know, Lane's acting a little odd, but I don't know."
And she says, "Weirder than usual."
Yeah. And that oddity is just, she's really focusing on building her computer, which she's built like big server racks now. I don't know where she got the money for it.
It's a huge industrial server room. I think she might have just borrowed things from her dad, maybe.
And the dad walks in and he's like, "I just need you to know that the Wired isn't real. And the real world is here and it's different." And she's like, "No, actually, I think you're wrong. I'm building it to the point where I can live in the Wired pretty much." And he's like, "Well, be safe, okay?
Be safe on the internet, kids."
Then he leaves, and it's a bit weird.
Well, this show so far is just basically a PSA on how to be safe on the internet.
Then we cut to Lane. Well, not cut to. Lane is at school at some stage, and her friends are all there, and they're saying, "Hey, we've been hearing that these people have been trying to commit suicide. Lane, don't you know about that?" And she goes, "I've heard stuff, I guess." And then they go get some food.
And she just eats this entire crepe in like one swallow and then has difficulty swallowing.
And then she just goes, "I need to go home and fix my computer." And the girl's like, "We want to see your computer. Also, don't you want to hang out with us?" And Lane's like, "I'm busy, but see you guys." And she seems to be acting more or less normally.
Yep.
And they all seem a bit put off by it.
Yeah, like in this episode, Lane is acting like a normal person, which is strange because that isn't what she is as a character. She's very sort of like dreamy and isn't quite there. In this, she just seemed like she was acting like the other characters. So maybe now she's got something to focus on. She's more aware of what's going on or aware of her surroundings.
We should also note that at some point during that scene, one of the girls, one of Lane's friends, bumps into the little girl from the first scene, who had the little dog toy. And that little girl is totally normal and acts normal and presumably did not, like, they as an individual have no memory of murdering someone. And the last notable thing that could be said about this episode is Lane's at her computer and she sees like laser pointers flying around her room. And she gets up to look outside and there's the two agents with her weird goggles. They're looking inside and the lasers are flying around and on her and she knows they're looking at her. And then she like makes a gesture and their glasses explode. So it more or less confirms that she's magic.
Unless this was just another hallucination that we've seen that Lane possibly does have.
Well, you well noted that in this episode, there's a lot less of the black stuff with the stars.
Yeah.
And no like abjectly weird thing happens to her and her surroundings.
Yeah.
And every time she's around, she's normal. She's not hallucinating in this episode,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, she's almost sane. And yeah, I mentioned that.
Almost sane.
The backgrounds in the whole episode, none of them had that weird splotchy color on it and wasn't just blackness. They were solid anime backgrounds. So this means either one of two things. It either means explains that this is to signify that Lane is more aware and it's to show her sanity levels. This is her being a normal, you know, in quotation marks, normal child.
And that would be cool. Or it says the studio liked the first three episodes, so they gave them more budget.
Yeah, like they basically had a budget increase or the episodes were doing well and they were allowed to spend more money.
That's a possibility. It's anime. You never know.
I hope it's the former. And it's this, like, it actually explains why the backgrounds are all funny. And we've actually seen those backgrounds fluctuate depending on Lane's behavior and how she is. Like, when she was hallucinating and seeing, you know, that girl just standing around in the train and all these weird hallucinations that she didn't have any of in this episode, I know the backgrounds were all very splotchy and you couldn't really tell. Like, they were meant to be stairs, but they were just in darkness. But now we've seen her not have hallucinations and her actually seeming to be a functioning teenager and her just talking to her friends like a normal person. The weirdest thing she did was she ate a crepe really quickly. But I've done that.
No, that's not to show that she's in a bad mental state. It's to show that she's in a hurry to get home.
Mm. So it's nothing. She doesn't have any hallucinations. She's not getting any electricity from her fingers as we saw on the first episode. She is acting normal.
Her only personal issue when she's normal is that she's obsessive now. But we are also getting more hints that, like, people know who she is and that people might be scared of her or running away. She might appear as a monster somewhere. She either astral projected somewhere or psychically blew these people's glasses off, but again, there's always that possibility. It's just weirdness for weirdness's sake.
Mm. Well, hopefully it's not, because people have said this is, you know, such a highly acclaimed anime and it is so amazing and brilliant.
It was just early, guys. Yeah, we got 2/3 of it left. And this episode sort of made me think maybe it is coming together.
Mm. Well, episode 3 to me was the part where I said this could actually go really well. And episode 4, well, maybe it wasn't as good as episode 3. I still think it shows that there's something coming together, especially if I'm correct about my background assessment.
Well, the reason that 3 was so good was that it sort of introduced the plot for the first time.
Mm.
Where you sort of go, oh, I get where this is going now. Whereas this one more told you, all right, we're pretty much done throwing in elements.
Mm.
And now we're pretty much going on this line. And you're like, okay, good. We're here now.
Present day. Present time.
So now we're more or less done with the synopsis. Well, what were your overall opinions of this episode?
It was pretty weird. I couldn't say I enjoyed it. I definitely was looking forward to it being over.
Yeah, see, well, I enjoyed it, but probably not to the extent that I enjoyed episode 3, but I think I might have enjoyed it better than I enjoyed episode 1 and 2. I feel that if I'm right about the background, like I may be reading into this too much, but if I'm correct and this is actually to signify Lane's mental capabilities and mental state, I would think that's a really clever way of showing us how much of what we see is real.
I like it, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, like all these hallucinations she's having, are they real? Well, we just look at the background. If what we're seeing in the background is all splotchy, then that means what she's seeing is not happening. And I feel like that'd be a really clever way. And people are always talking about Lane being this clever and out there anime that's just before its time and just incredible. And if I'm correct about the background thing, I'd be like, well, yeah, that is a very clever way of showing someone's mental state, is showing the background, even in scenes that they're not around, is all hazy and splotchy and missing, looking like there's just this darkness that's there. Maybe that's we're seeing the world what's through Lane's eyes. We're seeing what she is seeing.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think we said that in the first episode when we're talking about her hallucinating, is what she's seeing actually happening because we are seeing what she is seeing? Or is it just hallucinations and we have to just believe what Lane is seeing as to not necessarily be real or to be real? So if we're seeing this whole thing through Lane-o-vision, then I think it's clever. I think that is a good way of
absolutely
displaying that. Part of me is like worried that I'm wrong because I feel like that is... I've never seen that being done in media before, ever. Have you?
It sounds like I probably have.
Like, but not to
this extent. I couldn't pinpoint it off the top of my head, though.
Not to this background extent. And now that Lane has something to focus on, she's not as lost. And as someone who does have mental illness problems, and I think that my mental illness you know, fluctuates depending on how focused I am on something.
House of Leaves did it, sort of, but it's a book.
Yeah, I've never read House of Leaves.
It plays, because it really plays around with the page and how the words are presented to you. So when things start to go really nuts, the words start going, they start shunting themselves into corners or tightening onto the page, or more weird stuff is thrown around.
Yeah.
It's done pretty well there. I like House of Leaves a lot.
No, I know. I've always wanted to read that because I think that's quite an interesting way of showing the stability of something.
If you want my version with all my wanky annotations, you can have that.
That's cute. So, yeah, I'm hoping I'm right there. What do you think? Have any more opinions, or maybe about the splotchy background? Maybe
no, I don't. I just want to move on. Honestly, I think Lane suffers from being watched month to month because I think it is a show that, because it's so full of mystery, what it's designed to do is make you go, okay, what does that mean? I should watch the next one, but we have to wait.
Yeah.
And because I know that, every time they like, mystery, I'm like, can you just not?
I think it's also because Lane is a slightly slow anime.
Oh, it's so slow.
Like, if we're talking about something like Game of Thrones, which so much happens in one episode, you kind of don't want to watch too many episodes at once, because otherwise you just put, oh, did this, what episode that happened and did that happen?
No, I always like to watch more of that, because I just like the characters.
No, in Game of Thrones, I find it's really hard for me to pay attention because so much is happening.
If they Netflix modeled that, I'd be blasting through that in 2 days.
See, I have the Blu-rays, and I think I'm just maybe, I just started watching season 4 and I'm almost done with season 4. I can't remember. It is a slow anime, but we also don't have time to cover it any other time than monthly. Also, since it's a Patreon milestone, it probably works best for us to cover it monthly.
Hasn't your father already totally legally acquired season 5?
He's deleted already.
Ah, fair enough.
And also, like, I want to legally do things as legally as possible, because if I like, I'm not sure if I mentioned this on our Lane side podcast, but I've definitely said this on our main podcast, is that I'm very, if I like something, I will throw money at it.
You've mentioned this on the main show.
Yeah, but I don't think I've mentioned here, and we might have people who are listening to this and not to our main show.
Whoever you are, you're very precious, the contingent of people who listen to us just for this show.
Yeah, well,
I hope you stick around with us.
Well, we get a few upvotes on the Lane subreddit, so I think that maybe a few people are listening just from the Lane subreddit. If you are, say hi.
Send us letters. We want to hear from you, because you're a special segment of the audience.
Yeah, like, most of our listeners listen to us because of Digimon, and that is the main show, obviously. When we start doing Sailor Moon, it'll be different then again. Maybe we'll lose some listeners, maybe we'll gain some listeners. It'll be very interesting to see how that goes. So yeah, if you're listening to us and only us because of Lane and only our Lane episodes, I hope you don't find us too terrible and too wanky, because I don't know, maybe we are.
That's me.
That's me. It me.
Present day. Present time.
So do you have any other opinions or anything about themes that you noticed? This
episode was really empty to me. I was so disinterested.
It's still better than the first two episodes.
It is, absolutely. But I couldn't, you know what? I totally wasn't feeling it.
Well, I wasn't bored. I found that it was an interesting thing to watch. I enjoyed it. I'm liking this, and I hope that it continues, and I hope my little theory about the backgrounds is correct.
Yeah, I hope so too, because that would imply that they've thought it through, which is ideal, which is something Digimon never does.
And come on, like, Lane, if Lane is this amazing, groundbreaking, before its time anime, it should have things like that.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence about this.
Well, people,
give it 8 more episodes.
This is such a highly acclaimed episode, like, season of anime. I feel like, I know, we should have faith in it, and we should be looking into this deeply. We should be basically doing what English teachers have done to works of media that don't deserve as much attention as they give them.
Look, Lane's hair's a bit longer there. That implies that age, the ravages of time will come for us all.
Yeah. And also, we learned that if you die in the wire, maybe you die in real life.
But those people weren't in the wire. Those people were in real life. That was the whole point.
Okay, that too. Well, he shoots her maybe in the Fantoma game, which is sort of connected to the wire. I don't know. Things happen. It's Lano Vision.
Things might have happened, you mean?
Yeah, things might have happened. But again, it's Lano Vision. Or maybe other people have Lano Vision. I'm not sure.
All right, we'll see you guys next month, I'm sure. And with less answers than even now.
So, next time we'll be watching Layer 05, Distortion. So, more Lanovision, I guess. You can find the link dump linked in the description. And you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationone@gmail.com, or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationone on Twitter, and you can find us on lostintranslationone on Tumblr, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We're also almost meeting a few milestones on each of our social media accounts. I believe we're almost up to 300 on Twitter, so if you want to give us a follow, that'd be pretty cool. We have a discussion thread on With The Will and a Reddit thread in the Lane subreddit. And we'd really appreciate if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher, because it really helps people find the show, and we put a lot of work into this and we'd really like for more people to listen to it. And of course, if you're listening to us on another platform, please give us a review there. But I believe iTunes might be the most important, maybe, because that has the... I think that looks at the ratings the most, maybe, but I could be wrong there. And we have a website, and it's got information about the show, a release schedule, upcoming episodes, cool stuff like that. I need to put more time into it to make it even better, though. Maybe I can make it The Wired. You can donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, and on our website from as little as $1 a month. And $1 a month gets you access to our listener Slack chat group, but higher levels with more rewards exist, such as notes, early unedited episodes, and more.
And thank you to our current Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Padmon on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Wu Qinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/WuQinglong, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Penguin Mage, Chakmon, Ishpol Bamba, Hiro Alato, who is at Hiro Alato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from the Versus podcast, which you can find on SoundCloud, Chisai, who you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitchgoat, Azrael McCool, Nicholas, Matthew, Anthony, and Lizmet.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/Agemon. Make sure to let us know for the podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Bye!
Bye.
ハハハハハ!